Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I want to get right into it because we have a family that'll be calling in. Charlamagne Nix was found unalived in the bushes near a local grocery store on November 28th, 2025. The family claims that the police and the public accounts of the incident are conflicting, and they just want to see some type of proof of what the police is saying, because they're hearing people that are out here saying different when it comes to the situation. Once again, this situation took place November 28th. Sad situation. A mother, somebody who has been loved by the community. I made a post about this, and it went viral on Facebook, on social media. And once it went viral, the family just wanted to humanize their loved one, because the original story was just a blurb. Somebody found unalived by a local grocery store. It wasn't any coverage on it. Police had kind of said that she walked into the bushes and kind of left it like that. But now the family is saying, hey, we're hearing that people are saying that she was kind of tossed over there. I mean, I seen on my page a lot of people in the community that was very familiar with this woman. But we got the family on the lines. We got Kathy on the lines. How you doing, Kathy?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Blessings. Now, this is a very sad situation. It's a loved one that has been found unalived, and it was around the holiday season, yet the family has no answers.
Yeah.
Can we get turn that radio down so we can hear you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Now, what's going on?
Well, we didn't find out until December 6th that Charmaine was deceased. When we found out, we went through the neighborhood trying to find out information. We done heard like 5 or 6 different rumors of what happened. The police told us one story. The community is telling us a different story. And with the police story, we want to see what they're talking about. It's like they tell us to call them today. Then when we call them today, they tell us to call back tomorrow. So
what?
We're not sure what we're supposed to. Yeah. Yesterday, they told us to call today. When the family called today, they ended up telling us that the detective wasn't in, that we needed to call back again tomorrow. We went to the police station to talk to them. We didn't get no name of the detective at that time that we went down there. The only thing they gave us was a case number, and they said that we had to file some type of something just to get the records for the street camera.
Open records request.
Yes.
And that takes a while.
So even if they still have not talked to us.
So it's almost like they just like, you know, if you want to see the video, go do an open records request and wait for them to give it to you.
In other words.
Wow. When they could have just took you in the back, one family member, this is what we got. This is now there's no more stress and the family can go on and grieve properly over the loved one.
Well, it was like the officer that we spoke with, and I'm just going to be blunt, you know, the officer that we spoke with, he told us that the detective that we were supposed to see was in the office when we went there. This was on the 6th. When he went in the room where supposedly the officer or detective was, he was in there for about 15 to 20 minutes. He comes back out and say, oh, he's not here.
What?
I'm like, well, sir, if she's giving the family the runaround, can we get his name? Yes, sir. So I was like, well, if he's not here, sir, can we get some kind of contact information, his name, a phone number or something? Instead of them giving us a name or a phone number, the police officer said, and I quote, oh, I nor my boss wasn't here that day. So what we saw was that she walked into the bush. She sat in the bush. Then she laid down in the bush. And didn't nobody notice she was there until they found her deceased at 1:32 or something like that. That's an open spot right there. And if someone saw her, I mean, they could have thought she was asleep or whatever, but we get in different times of when she went in this bush. We get in different times of what happened. We get in people saying that this, that, and the other happened to her, you know, but everything that the community is saying, we're not seeing any proof. Everything that the police is saying, we're not seeing any proof of that. We just want proof. We just want,
right.
If you saw her go in this bush, officer, let us see you saw her walk in this bush and she lay there and died. I want to see that.
It sounds,
if you don't
simple.
Show me, show her mom. You know,
and that's all that would have to be done. See, and this is where I say this doesn't make any sense, because this is only, what, a few seconds to say, okay, here, look at this video. It's only 2 minutes.
And that's all we're saying. And it's taking them forever to even try to even give us that. So that's why we like, okay, what's really going on here? We're getting, the streets is giving us something else. The police is giving us something else. And to be quiet and to be honest with you, the coroners gave us a different time. So the police and the coroners is not corresponding with the same thing. They're conflicting with what they see.
Now, this will happen in near Gallus on Titonian Capitol, and this is the same area where the boyfriend lives. What's going on with the boyfriend? Has he responded to the family?
No. We don't even know if the boyfriend... I don't know. We're not going to make any assumptions.
I mean, I'm just asking.
We're just going to do it like that. Yeah, I understand and I respect that, but I don't want to make any assumptions of something that we're not sure of yet.
I agree. I mean, like I said, I mean, it's something to where when we talk about somebody ending up in a bad space, because she lived with the boyfriend.
From what we understood, yes.
Okay, so I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying why she ended up in the area is because she's familiar with the area.
Yes, sir. And I also live in the area. So she have a few family members that lived in this area. That's why we don't understand that if something would have happened to her or if something was wrong, even if those businesses wasn't open at that time, she has a family member that lived less than 15 feet away from that spot where she was found.
Now, were there any other cameras available in the area?
It was a bunch of cameras out there. We went to Family Dollar. They allowed us to see the video. We went to Galaxy. They was more than willing and cooperative to show us the video. We also went across the street to Cosmo Beauty. They also was allowed to see the video. Only place that we was not able to get a video from was the check cashing place right there on the corner and also the nail shop right there. But they come to find out they're owned by the same company. So... the check cashing place said that we would have to have the police along with a police report to bring the police up there with the mother in order to get the video from them.
And from the video that you have watched, what was on it? Anything to get you closer to what happened?
Nope, it's just showing her. It actually shows basically that when the young man found her, her and the guy that worked at Gallic, he was the maintenance guy cleaning up the yard, and a guy was coming across the street. And you can clearly see that when he noticed her, he stopped. And you can clearly see, like, am I looking at this? Am I really seeing what I'm seeing? And you know how you touch and see if somebody, if it's real, that's what he did. Then you also see the young man bend down and pull her out the tree or grab her or something to see was she alive. And that's when you notice they ran into Galax to go get somebody to call the police.
What do you want the people that's listening to understand, and what do you need the community to do to help?
If you have any information about Charmaine, please, please don't hesitate to come up front. Even if you don't want to talk to the family, you can talk to the police. If you don't want to talk to the police, my name is all over Facebook. My picture is all over Facebook. My name is Kathy Burkett. You can inbox me. You can inbox any one of the family members. They are on Facebook. There's no way that nobody can get in touch. Not able to get in touch with us. We just want justice. We just want to know why, how, and when.
And the police says
that
they have video to show what, from their point of view. Why do you think that the police has not shown the family the video that they have?
We're not sure. We don't want to, like, again, we don't want to make assumptions of something. I was always told when you make assumptions, you make an A of yourself, and I don't want to do that.
Right. Well, I'll tell you this. I believe that the family deserves closure, and if there is any video footage that can give the family that closure that's in the hands of PD, I don't see what the issue is showing the family what they have.
And my question is, why is the detective is spinning us? Why he's not trying to get back with us? It's many a times that we don't reached out. Why are you not reaching back out? I'm not understanding that part. It, to me, I'm just going to be, this is my opinion and my thoughts that I'm saying right now. So if you want to quote me on it, you can. This is my opinion, Kathy Burkett's opinion. I feel like they feel like she's a statistic and they just want to sweep her under the rug. But she's not a statistic. Charmaine Nixon was loved. She had children, two of them. She has a mother. She has a father. She has a granny. She has siblings. She has aunties, uncles, nieces and stuff. Uncles and aunts. I mean, she has a family that cares. You know, we all go through our issues. We all go through what we need to go through as a family. But when stuff like this, we got to find out what happened to my niece. And we're not going to stop until we do. We just want justice for Charmaine. She has a name. Her name is Charmaine Dixon. I mean, excuse me, Charmaine Nixon. And we need justice for my baby. We just want answers. Her mother want answers. Her father want answers. Her brothers and sisters want answers. We want answers. And we're not going to stop until we get those. One way or the other. If it was for her time, it was her time. If it wasn't her time, we won't justice.
I agree. And I think that, once again, 5th District, the 5th District should help the family get resolved or show what they have so the family can move on.
That's all we want. We just want to bury my niece peacefully. We want, even if I have to go protest, I'm willing to protest in front of wherever I got to go, whoever I got to do it to. We just want to see this video that they claim they saw. If we can see that video that they saw, then we'll be at rest. We'll be at peace. But until you show us that, I can't settle for that. We won't settle for that. Her mom can't rest and grieve without us knowing what happened to her baby.
Wow.
That's her first child. Charmaine was her first child. Charmaine has a name. Charmaine was a college graduate. She was a high school graduate. She wasn't dumb. And I really don't believe that she would just walk up in that unless something was wrong. Why? Who was she hiding from? Who was she running from? If she was running from anybody.
Well, I'm
gonna just want to know why she went over there in that bush.
Well, I'm going to definitely help assist the family in this situation. I think that it's more than reasonable for y'all to see any evidence that may go along with the police storyline, if they have it. And once again, I appreciate you
show
for coming
it.
On.
If they got it, show it.
I appreciate you for speaking it. Out on the behalf of your loved one. And I'm going to give you the last words before we run the break.
Mm-hmm.
What are your last words to the people that's listening?
I thank the community. I thank the businesses that assisted us with everything. I would appreciate it if anyone, and I mean anyone, the smallest little evidence that you got, the smallest little piece of information, if you don't think it mean anything, it might mean something to us. Please speak up. Please speak out. Please reach out to us. And if her boyfriend is listening, can you please just let us know what happened? If you was around her when this happened. If you wasn't, tell us that. We just want to know, baby. We just want to know. We hurting. We want to be at rest. And my niece is not resting. She's not at peace until we are at peace.
Well, I thank you for tapping in. Somebody in the chat says, who is the detective that was working on the case?
My sister has all that information. Okay. They wouldn't give it to us. They gave it to my sister.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely, after the show, try to round up that information and try to contact and see what is the holdup. And I appreciate you for calling in, Kathy. I thank you. And I will definitely make sure that we do our due diligence.
Our family will appreciate any assistance, any help from anybody, and especially our advocates. Please, this was a young lady with children. We need justice. We need help. We need answers. And if you can help us with that, we'll really appreciate it.
Here we go. God bless you, Kathy. And once again, we won't stop until we get answers.
Thank you.
God bless you. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I'm going to make a change for the better. The revolution now is the time we get it together. I made peace with self, now I'm healed and ready. Illuminating from within, I'm prepared and ready. Got my bootstrap locked and loaded, ready for war. About to take back the corners in the grocery store. Time to say today, I got the cap with a hole in it. Straight out the project, so you know I'm a menace. About to hit the block hard, non-stop till we finish. I'm the cure for the crisis, black, bought that and righteous. Let's go for the children. Here I come to save the day.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. I want to head over to Port Washington, where they are questioning the arrest of the citizens that got arrested protesting the data center. Now, we had a conversation about the data center. A lot of people are coming forward, trying to get information, protesting, getting arrested, about these data centers, these AI data centers. And we have a story about the community having concerns about people expressing themselves and getting arrested for asking questions about the data center. Hey, I knew this was going to happen. When you see white women getting arrested live on TV, speaking out, it's going to be some repercussions. They don't play that extra. Not in Port Washington. They ain't going to take that. We got video footage of this. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. Let's listen.
abuse of power.
A controversial data center in Port Washington has brought out passions for months, but no one expected any of this.
Don't touch me.
As a speaker ended her public comment at last week's Common Council meeting, she took her seat and started chanting, "Recall." Officers asked her to leave, but she didn't. Video shows the police chief and other officers removing her from her seat. A statement from Port Washington PD says officers tried escorting her out when she went limp, saying she engaged in, quote, passive resistance before she was cuffed.
What is the badge number?
Two other women were also taken into custody.
And I never thought something like that would happen here in Port Washington.
The incident has sparked outrage. Monday night, people brought their concerns to the Police and Fire Commission.
I was shocked by what happened, but I hope we can heal from it.
Mike Beister is a member of the Great Lakes Neighbors United group, the same as one of the women arrested. Beister is one of a handful of people sharing comments with the PFC.
How can we trust the Port Washington Police Department to protect this community and enforce the law if they can act like this with impunity?
The speakers calling for accountability.
Made me sick. I know I'm not the only one who doesn't support the data center, and this was a blatant misuse of power.
Monday, the PFC and chief did not address the incident. Those opposed to the data center say they'll continue to voice opposition despite what happened.
All right. Hey, I deal with protests all the time, but when you see them little townships and they start going crazy like this, I seen this during COVID-19. Where they said that the people couldn't play in the parks and they wanted their kids to play in them parks, and they went up there to the Common Council meeting, told them they was going, if y'all didn't open up them parks, I'm going to take your job. And they opened them parks. I'm trying to tell you, they opened it up. Now, she talking about recall. Okay, that she put that dog whistle out there and then they put their handcuffs on her. Trust me, these people don't play. It ain't like how we do on the north side. We sit there and let people play in our face. These small towns, they don't operate like that. If they have a community concern and they get to getting rough like the police did with that lady, they just started the revolution. Some folks ain't going to have no jobs. They going to really vote you out. See, the one thing I know, when I start seeing commotion like this in small towns, and particularly towns on the outskirts of Milwaukee, when they get disgruntled about something, they really go to the voting booth and really let them see that, okay, you're not going to be here no more. See, only we play around with these politicians and we hope they do better and we get mad and then we forget about it 15 minutes later. But I knew once I seen they put that white lady in them handcuffs, I said, okay, now this is the follow-up story I've been waiting to see. I knew this was going to happen. But here we go. The trust, see, They big on trust. We don't have no trust for the police like that. There's a lot of mistrust on the north side for the police. But in Port Washington, they like the police. They're doing a great job until they do something like this, trying to stop somebody from speaking out. I already knew that this was going to be. I can't wait to see the next story. Because now that this gaining traction, trust me, now that data center might go up. That data center is still going up because sometimes, you know, it's business. You know, township business. But the people that voted for it, they might not have no job. But the data system might still go up. But the council members, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. I would love to see how many of these council members still be around after this next election. Hey, look, when we come back, they saying that the stimulus might be coming in December. This is the rumor. I guess we got an update to see if it's actually going to take place. How we going to get that stimmy before the end of the year? We're going to talk about it when we get back, Truth Nation. Stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Now, that was a I guess it was circulating online that they were saying that there might be a STEMI coming in December of 2025, IRS direct deposit relief payment and tariff dividend. We got the fact check. I guess they went into the fact check to see if this was actually true. This was what was circulating online. We got audio on if this is actually true or not. Should you be rubbing your hands together for that STEMI? Let's listen.
President Trump hinted at the possibility of another round of stimulus checks for Americans, saying the money for the checks would come from tariff revenue. His administration sent out similar checks, of course, during his first term. So what are the chances it happens? What are the conversations being had this time around? Notice reporter Violet Jarrett joins us to explain. Hi, Violet. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
I guess the obvious question is there a chance this happens, or what are the chances that this actually happens?
It's difficult to say at this moment. I will say yesterday at the White House press briefing, Caroline Leavitt was asked, is the Trump administration committed to sending these checks to the American people? And their answer was yes. And since that Truth Social post from Trump, we've gotten more details. For example, he said that the checks would be going to middle to low income people. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent indicated that that would be individuals or families who make $100,000 or less. So we're getting more details about the plan. But as for whether or not this actually comes to fruition, it's a bit difficult to tell. There's a couple of factors at play that have made some people skeptical.
All right. We're still in limbo. We don't know if it's going to take place. I guess I'm still skeptical.
If you make less than $100,000, maybe.
You think it's going to happen?
I mean, it's starting to feel more and more likely.
Like this December?
Possibly, yeah.
Are you going to get your $100 on the weigh-in?
No. So will I get my STEMI from my weigh-in? No.
No. You won. You won the weigh-in.
Thank you.
It was over. Like,
I agree. But why? Now they're telling me I got to lose another 17 pounds.
That's the weight gate. It's called weight gate. Hey, look, they got you. They spinning you in circles. They don't want to pay you.
Exactly.
That's wild. Once the weigh-in was in, you were supposed to get that 100.
I lost weight. He gained weight.
So you more confident in getting the stimulus check from the government
than getting paid? Yeah.
Than getting paid your weigh-in fee for $100. Wow. That's deep.
I trust the government more than I trust my coworker's story.
Oh, that's... Hey, you won. Hey, it was live on the air.
Wouldn't have happened without my weight loss coach, Tori Lowe.
Hey, you got the evidence. It happened live on the air. It's on camera. Maybe you have to take him to small claims court.
I might have to.
I can see you in the dueling small claims court right now. Talking about you won the weight loss challenge over $100, but then you got to add the pain and suffering in there. You know, for the simple fact that they tried to make you do it again.
If we do this, will you wear a suit and tie?
I'm done. If you let them play you this time, you might get played the second time. I don't know. You got played, fam.
That's tough.
All right. Well, I want to get to something that ain't as, you know, it's kind of a little bit more serious, but. There was a Kenosha County school staffer that was charged with sexual assault. And this is popping up all year. School staff, either they beating up the kids or they sexually assaulting the kids. The paraprofessionals beating up the kids and school staffers are being accused of sexually assault every other day now. What is going on? Y'all think? Look, I'll probably be the only show that stays on top of this because I deal with it. I get the calls. I have to deal with it. And so when I see this stuff, I think that people are not really truly understanding about what is at stake when you let your kids get around these adults. And I think that many times we got to get back into the training of how to deal with. Teach your children how to deal with adults when they're out of their position, when they get out of position. And we got to start getting back at that dining room table, regrouping, rethinking, and reshaping before you have to call Tory Lowe and say that your kid had been the victim up at the school. Because you take them up to the school and you say, okay, the teachers are there. They're there to teach you and all of this other stuff. But you also got to teach them, okay, if the math teacher – does anything outside of teaching math, you got to let me know. Because then you don't tell them that, and it's the math teacher. Hey, the math teacher, hey, you want an apple? You want start, you know, hey, you want a Snicker? You know, you want some candy? Next thing you know, I'm going to keep you after school, and you're going to help me, you know, clean up the class or help out with basketball. And next thing you know, they driving the, I got to drive with you. And next thing you know, something extra going on. You got to kind of keep your kid in the right idea of the right positioning of these, of who the adults are. If they ever get out of that position, let me know. No, if the science teacher there to teach science, math there to teach math, the football coach is there to teach football. When they start getting outside of those boundaries, let me know. Then I'll come and talk to them and say, what's going on? Well, we got video of what's going on in Kenosha. Kenosha County school staffer got new charges on a student sexual assault. Let's listen.
County school staffer accused of sexual assault of a child. 33-year-old Anna Crocker has four new felonies in this case. The DA's office announcing the new allegations involve a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old. Prosecutors say that multiple inappropriate messages and videos with those students were found on her phone. Crocker previously worked at Riverview Elementary in Silver Lake. The Kenosha County School Board fired Crocker last month. Court records show her bond is set at $500,000. Crocker is back in court November 22nd.
Now, this is wild to me. And this is kind of like the Planet Fitness thing, where the 16-year-old was homeless, I guess, and needed help. And then these adults take advantage. Well, this teacher, how do you feel comfortable sending a student a pic? I mean, like this, you first of all, they not paying the phone bill. First of all, the you sending a pic to a child, they are not paying the phone bill. So you know the parents are going to see this picture.
You're talking like a rational person, though. That's the problem.
But what I'm saying is, think about it. Like, you sending a they don't even own the phone. That's all I'm saying.
These people are sick, Tori. They're sick in the head.
I guess.
I'm serious. Like I said, you're coming at it like a rational person. Like, you're doing this. Like, they're not rational. They're disgusting people.
I, of course they're disgusting. But what I'm saying is, they just so thirsty for the kids that they not even thinking straight. That's all I'm saying. The thirst is real. And we for just in the last 2 months, we had a pastor, Planet Fitness, a couple school teachers, a coach. Okay.
We had a guy trying to go to Europe.
Yeah, trying to, you know, do international. Child abuse situations. This is why I say I'm always, as long as I'm broadcasting, I'm always try to let people know that these people exist and shine the light on this, because I'm going to tell you, this is definitely something that a lot of people, when they see things move in the dark, they're able to thrive. Like if the child is not, the parents are not active, if they have broken families where it's like a single parent, or, you know, somebody authoritative is not around, or nobody's checking on these kids, a lot of these predators, they look for that, the vulnerability. And so when they send the pic, I mean, you got to be so disgusting to send a child a pic. I mean, this teacher was definitely mentally off, but at the same time, it's criminal. I mean, I understand people always try to throw it off on mental health, but sometimes your mental health issues is criminal. And yeah, you know, you might have to try to pull a Slender Man situation where you could go through the medical and then they'll let you out. I don't know. But I think that sometimes you just evil. A lot of people want to blame this stuff messing with these babies on like this mental health. But I believe that you evil to me, because something in your head ain't clicking, and maybe the demons that you done summoned from whatever you was practicing and got, they took over to me. You got obsessed with the, you know. That's demonic. When they say 6'7" and they get to waving their hands, conjuring up the spirits, y'all better stop y'all kids from saying 6'7". Because that came from a demonic rapper on TikTok. And they said a little boy was doing it. And I'm going to tell you right now, when they be waving their hands and they be 6'7", what are you conjuring up? Hey, look, when we come back, notice Andrew didn't play the rabbit hole on that either.
Because you're right.
Every other thing he tried to play the rabbit hole on, but he played the rabbit hole on the 6'7". It's demonic. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One on one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. We got to head down to Atlanta where there was a dispute at Bojangles. A man's daughter was in a dispute with the manager. And like a father would come and try to check and see what's going on to defend his daughter, he ended up getting shot from the situation. We got video footage of this, what's going on right now. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. Once again, a situation in Atlanta where a father came up to his daughter's job to handle a dispute between her and the manager and end up losing his life. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got video. Let's listen.
George, that's according to an arrest warrant I got my hands on. It says that Maurice Evans, the worker here, did confess to shooting Dominique Goodman. Now, a family friend said Goodman arrived here after his daughter, who also works here, said she had gotten into an argument with Evans. A customer here told me it is a shame, just a shame, that a simple argument can lead to a father losing his life.
That's why I don't argue with people, man. I'll advise anybody on that. Don't argue with nobody.
That's advice from a Bojangles customer after he learned why the fast food restaurant was closed. I told him an employee here is accused of killing the father of his co-worker in the store's parking lot.
It's disturbing.
Maurice Evans faces murder, aggravated assault, and felony possession of a firearm during a crime and the death of Dominique Goodman. Palmetto police say a manager sent Evans home for the day Sunday afternoon. Officers say instead of going home, Evans waited for about an hour for Goodman to arrive.
And when the guy got out, he got out shooting.
Marlene lately says she is a family friend of the Goodmans. She says Goodman's daughter works at the restaurant and called her father for help after getting into a dispute with Evans. Goodman then came to the restaurant to check on his daughter.
He's very protective of his children, just like anybody would be.
She never expected it to end with him dead. Lately says Evans can't claim self-defense.
He sit there in the lot waiting on him to come up there. So he actually had a plan.
Now a daughter is without her father and a worker faces serious charges. Lately says people have to learn to solve their differences peacefully.
Everything is about guns. You know, guns this.
Look, this is only confirmation what I've been telling people this whole year. Don't argue with nobody. Don't get into no real serious conversations where, you know, the stress levels can escalate. Because I'll say this. As a father, whatever the situation was, to check up on his daughter, he didn't have to die. You know, he didn't have to lose his life coming up to where he was going to try to, you know, he old school. You know, the old school, we got to go and see. We're going to come see you. And if my baby called me and saying I got a problem at work with a man, with somebody that's supposed to be the manager, I'm on my way. And they said that he was out there waiting on him. Soon as he got there, he came out shooting. Now, I don't know what the dispute was between the daughter and the manager. You know, and sometimes, you know, it'd be that little extra that be going on at work. And then people start getting into it at work. And the dad probably was like, you know what? I'm going to go come up there and see about my daughter. But he never thought that he would never make it back home. And this is why I always reinstate this over and over and over again. It don't pay to argue with nobody nowadays. Because a little small argument can escalate into a life-ending situation. And not just in Milwaukee. Across the country right now. I don't know what's out here. I don't know what people are smoking. I don't know where the mentality that sunk so low that where people don't even want to have a conversation and correct themselves. Everybody just overly self-righteous at this point. You can't correct me. You can't say nothing to me. I bet you she told him, hey, my daddy on the way. Oh, your daddy on the way? I don't care. Bring your daddy. Tell your daddy to come on. So he can't even get self-defense because he could have went home. They said they sent him home. He sat out there in the parking lot and waited. The mentality, the low vibration is out here. Some of y'all right now want to argue with somebody. Y'all want to get on that phone and y'all want to argue with somebody right now. Y'all want to go up to the school or y'all want to go somewhere because one of y'all loved ones calling y'all up there. I'm telling you, you may not come back home. You thinking about what you finna do, but you ain't really thinking about what they can do. And you got to see the whole picture. You got to come up with a well-rounded plan you got to have an escape plan. Because if it get out of hand, you could lose your life. This culture today, the mentality today, is trash. It's trash. The low vibration, you can't say nothing to nobody. This is why I don't argue. I don't practice it. I don't practice it. God bless you. Because as long as I can move myself or move my people around, I'm good. Ain't no, it's the principle. Ain't no, you know what? I got to check this, you know, check the people that you got to check. Now, it's a time for when you got to check people, you know. But it's a time to walk away, too. It's a time to really understand that the nonsense is really not worth getting involved in. Understand what I'm saying. Josh in the chat says, you got people out here that can't take rejection and criticism. Most people don't even know how to read, let alone communicate to resolve conflict. It's the mentality. And then y'all listening to all this music that's telling you, hey, you know what I mean? You kind of hypnotized, bought it out. Common sense then went down the toilet. It's trash. This is why when I see things going on, I always tell people, go home. Like if I'm riding down the street and I see a bunch of people arguing, I just come and say, go home. Everybody go home. Everybody go home. And you know what? They be relieved because the instigator then got them ready to fight. Somebody that instigated it to the point where they think that they got to go all the way. That's why when I come into a situation, first thing I tell people, go home. Get out of here. It's over. Whatever y'all got going on, it's over. And they, for some reason, it been working. It did. I got it on video. Like, I can show you better than I can tell you. But I'll tell you right now, People don't want to engage. It's just they get hyped up sometimes, or they peer pressure, or the instigator, first one hit my hand, kind of who the baddest one. So now you got to go all the way with it. But if you just show up and be like, everybody go home, that's what the police do. Police come break it up. Get out of here. Everybody start running because authority show up. When you got authority, you can show up and do that. It is not just the police. Throw a house party and then the parents show up. Everybody running. Why? Because authority shows up. When you got authority, when you walk in authority, you can do that. Only reason it ain't working for you because you ain't claimed your authority. you might not be that. We got Brother Love on the line. Brother Love, how you doing, Brother Love?
Hey, Terry, man, you need to stop. You know you like arguing with me, man.
I do not like arguing with you. I don't argue with you.
I'm trying to be a comedian and have some jokes.
That's funny.
No. Hey, Terry, do you think she might end up getting back with the dude after that happened to her pops?
So you think it was some kind of relationship?
You know, love is... I don't know the facts of the situation, but when you have a daughter, you have any kids, Terry?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you have a daughter or kids, when your daughter have a boyfriend or a relationship,
you think that they was going together? You think that the manager and the worker was talking and going together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you know what I'm saying? So I vowed never to get in my mama, my sister's name business. I never got into nothing. After about 14, I got into my sister's business. I was like, hey, man, you hit me? And he ended up checking me, man. Like, hold up, little dog. Hold up, this is my woman's thing. And I listened. Mm-hmm. And I never got into my sister's mama and them business relationship because they always got back with the guy.
Mm. So you saying if it's a relationship idea, don't get involved in it?
Yes, because, you know, when you're looking at that, Tori, on a serious note, you are seeing a phenomenon. That's a phenomenon. Phenomenon. Mm-hmm. That's something. It's something, man. And yes, man. Rest in peace to the brother, man. And just God bless the whole situation.
All right, Brother Love. Thank you for tapping in. It's just one of those things where you just got to move with caution. You got to be careful. Even now with these young, especially with these young people that listening to NBA YoungBoy, that, you know, some of this music, boy, this, ooh, if they listening to that and they zooking out, they zooted out over that, you got to approach the scene careful. You got to be extra careful. Mota Elephant says, I want no Italian beef today. Eddie, I'm following Tory Lowe's advice. Oh, wow. Eddie must be in the chat starting trouble. Hey, look, when we come back, I want to talk about this Marlon Wayans. We didn't get a chance to talk about this at the Pop Culture Report, but Marlon Wayans and 50 Cent going back and forth. I want to talk about this because I got a question for Truth Nation. I need y'all to weigh in on this. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.